are you? How are you? How are you? What's up? What's up? What's up? It is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And then I took that artwork and turned them into products such as check-in cards that we debuted this past weekend, t-shirts, sneakers, and bomber jackets. And I also have journals. And I no longer say that I produce power from my pain because I have no power of my own. Amen. I decree and declare that I am God resilient. How are you this Monday morning? Welcome to God Resilient with Dr. Letitia Webb, honey. We had a wonderful, wonderful weekend, honey. We debuted the check-in cards. Amen. And I keep forgetting to bring some cards to show you, but let me tell you, we were at the Hood Flea Market at North Broad Street in North Philadelphia, and we had such a great response to our check-in cards. It was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful, and we are grateful. Amen. So it is another beautiful day. We are still on the topic of kingdom value. We finished up the topic of gratitude, how gratitude brings kingdom value and increases your kingdom value. Now, we have, we finished up that four-part series, and now we are on the topic of relationship dynamics, okay? How do relationship dynamics decrease or increase your kingdom value? Now, God is not a respecter of persons. Amen. God doesn't take away your gifts and talents. He does not do that. However, how we show up in life, how things manifest, how blessed we are, how far we go, literally is contingent on certain things. Amen. And our relationship dynamics could be one of those things that can actually impact, amen, our kingdom value. So that is what we're going to be talking about. It's going to be another one of those topics amongst this kingdom value series that I don't know how long it's going to be. I just know that we are on relationship dynamics part one. Amen. So let's do what we came to do. You guys know that we pray. We process the information from today's devotional in God Resilient, and we pursue God's word. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We worship you, Father God. Thank you, God, for a successful weekend. Thank you for a beautiful Monday morning that we are able to get up. We're able to breathe. We're able to see, able to hear, able to talk. Oh, Father God, we have the internet to get on, Lord. Thank you for all of these social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, podcasts, and other places, Lord God, on the internet where your word can be preached and ministered and the gospel shared. Now, Father God, move by your power and move by your might. Father God, you are teaching us about kingdom value. We want to honor kingdom value more than we honor anything in this world, Lord God. We want to honor spiritual capital and gain spiritual capital more than we gain anything in this world, Lord God. We can't do any of this without you. So continue to reveal yourself. Continue to open up our eyes to understanding, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to transform us by renewing our minds, Lord. We want to be able to prove what is that good, acceptable, and pleasing will. Oh, Father God, help us to align our wills with your wills. Help us, Lord God, to continue to have the desire to seek ye first thy kingdom and thy righteousness, so that everything that we need will be added unto us, Lord God. Father God, we love you. We pray, Lord God, that your presence will be in the midst of us. Where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst of thee. Be in the midst of us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Gil, it is wonderful to see you this morning. God bless you. Husband, Dr. William Webb IV, greetings to you as well. You know that we are firing on all cylinders. We are on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and we are recording the podcast. Amen. So God is good and he is forever to be praised. Good morning, Terry. It is wonderful to see you. Yes, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. God bless you. So honey, we are on the topic of relationship dynamics. And I really am going to need y'all to be interactive. God bless you, Deacon Johnson. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. I pray that you had a wonderful weekend and a wonderful day of worship on yesterday. Amen. Let me tell you, I'm going to need y'all to really, whether you are on YouTube, you are on Facebook, this is going to be a talk back to me next couple of days, because it is all about relationship dynamics. Amen. So now, where am I coming from? Let me set the stage of what I am referring to regarding relationship dynamics. So, toxic relationships, whether they are romantic, familial, or professional, can lead to feeling undervalued if one's efforts and emotions are not reciprocated or respected. Now, I want to read that again. What is the definition of a toxic relationship, and how can these relationship dynamics either increase or decrease our kingdom value? Amen. So let me read this again. Toxic relationships, whether romantic, familial, or professional, can lead to feeling undervalued if one's efforts and emotions are not reciprocated or respected. Amen. So now, when we talk about relationship dynamics and if it increases or decreases your kingdom value, please understand what I'm saying. The anointing, the gifts, the talents, your salvation, all of that does not change. Amen. Who you are in Christ is who you are in Christ. And unfortunately, for us as humans, if somebody falls, if somebody sins, if somebody makes a mistake, we think because we've turned our back on them, because we no longer respect them, we think that they're no longer anointed, or they're no longer gifted, or God can no longer bless them. And we have to be very careful as people. The word of God says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So I want y'all to understand that when I'm talking about the increase or the decrease of kingdom value, it doesn't mean that what God gives you, like he takes it away. He doesn't take away salvation. What I'm referring to is our effectiveness. Amen. How effective can we be in the earth realm if we are dealing with some things? We are more effective in the earth realm when we have positive self-talk. We are more effective in the earth realm when we can overcome negative emotions. We are more effective in the earth realm when we, change our belief system and we shift our paradigms. And when we operate from a optimistic perspective versus a pessimistic perspective, our kingdom value is more effective when we get in line with God's will and we give thanks in everything. Amen. So understand what I'm saying when I'm talking about the increase or the decrease of the kingdom value. Okay. What God gives you, he doesn't necessarily take it away, is what we do with what God gives us. Amen. Think about the parable of talents. one got three, and one got five. Amen. One servant, they gave three different increments. It wasn't the amount that God gave. Amen. God is not necessarily concerned about the amount of gift and talents that he gives. He's concerned about what you do with what you have. And it was that man's mindset. Don't forget what the parable states in Matthew 12. He says, well, you know what? Let's go ahead and turn to it. Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew. And I want to say it is verse 13. Amen. No. Excuse me. Give me one second, y'all. It's not the parable of the sower. It's the parable of the talent. Amen. Hallelujah. If you guys can find that parable before me, let me know where it is exactly. The parable of the talents. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to make sure that we read this because I want us to see it wasn't what God gave him. Oh, here it is. Matthew chapter 25. Amen. I want us to read this in its entirety because I want us to understand how our belief system and what we say to ourselves can impact our kingdom value. We are in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, starting at verse 14. Amen. And the Word of God says, "For it is just like a man about to go on a journey." Amen. "He called his own servants and trusted his possessions to them." God is trusting his, God bless you, William Webb. I love you. Thank you so much. God is trusting his servants, us, with the gifts and the talents that he has given us. Amen. God is always the first one who gives. God is always the first one who establishes the relationship. God is first. Amen. He gives first. He establishes first. Amen. He so loved us that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. So now he called his own servants and entrusted his possessions to them. What we have does not belong to us. What we have belongs to God. God gave them something valuable. Don't miss that. God gives each of us something valuable that belongs to him. To one, he gave five talents. To another, two talents. And to another, one talent. So we have one talent, two talents, five talents. Remember, this is a parable. And he gave them depending on each one's ability. You're either going to get one, you're going to get two, you're going to get five. You can get more, you can get less, depending on your ability. God created you. He knows you. He knows who you are. He knows your capabilities. He knows your temperament, your personality, if you are male or female. Amen. He understands all of these things. Then he went on a journey. Amen. Immediately the man who received five talents went, put them to work and earned five more. It's work that you and I have to do. We get stuff and we're so busy. Well, God, what do you want me to do? Well, God, what do you want me to do? Well, God, what is my purpose? Well, God, what do you want me to do? Sometimes you got to do it. Now, you can be like me. You can just jump out there and you just keep doing stuff. And you're like, okay. So, you know, I understand about praying. Don't get me wrong. I am always praying. Amen. But think about it. He immediately went to work. This is verse 15. In verse 16, the man who received five talents put them to work, and earned five more. We asked the question the other day, are we waiting on God or is God waiting on us? God already gave. We already have the Logos word. We already know what we're good at. We already know what our gifts and talents are. We already know what we're not good at. Some of us, we may still be figuring it out, but start with where and what you have. Come on. Get to work. Put them to work and earn five more. Amen. In the same way, the man who earned two more, he went to work. But look at this. Verse 18. But the man who received one talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. Some of us, we just dig a hole. Amen. We dig a hole. Deacon Johnson says, trust and respect is the foundation of any relationship, respecting the gifts that God has given us. Amen. Trust and respect is the foundation of any relationship, including our relationship with God the Father. Amen. He is the one who gives us our gifts and our talents. Jesus is our Lord, our Master, our teacher, our Savior. Amen. Holy Spirit is our teacher. He is our friend. Amen. He is the treasure in this earthen vessel. Amen. Hallelujah. So after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. God is going to settle the accounts. When Jesus descends for a second time back into the earth realm, amen, he is going to settle the accounts. What is settling the accounts? What did you do with the life I gave you? What did you do with the free will that I gave you? What did you do with the choices that I gave you? What did you do with the boundaries that I gave you? What did you do with the logos that I gave you? What did you do with the gifts and the talents that I gave you? He is going to settle the accounts. I have given you everything. I've given you life. I've given you the Ruach, the breath. I've given you Jesus for salvation. I've given you gifts and talents. We may not respect this Bible because of what man has done it over the years, but this is the one that we have. I understand. Man took this Bible, did what he did with it, changed the language, removed scripture, added some, didn't put some in. I get that all day long, but this is what we have. So are we going to stand before God and say, oh, well, such and such did this to the Bible and such did. No. What do we do with what we have? This is it. Amen. And we got to read it and we got to follow it and we got to study. Amen. Terry says, sometimes I have fears, but I do it afraid anyway. Trust and believe in God. Hallelujah. Amen. So God will settle the account. So in verse 20, it says the man who received five talents approached, presented five more talents and said, master, you gave me five talents. See, I've earned five more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Share your master's joy. The man with two talents also approached and said, master, you gave me two talents. See, I've earned two more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Share your master's joy. The man who received one talent also approached and said, listen to his belief system. I'm reading all of this to show you that sometimes it's not God. Okay? Sometimes it's not what we have. It's what we believe. And our belief system produces thoughts. Thoughts evoke emotions. Emotions produce actions. Check out what he said. Master, I know you. Do you know your master? Does he really know that? How does the servant really know the master? His thoughts and his ways are so much higher than ours. Do we really know? He's too wonderful for us to know. We know of him. We know his attributes. But how can the created know the creator? My God. The first thing out of his mouth, he says, Master, I know you. You're a harsh man, reaping where you haven't sown and gathering where you haven't scattered seed. So I was afraid and went off and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. Listen to this. This is what the man said. Master, I know you. You are a harsh man, reaping where you haven't sown and gathering where you haven't scattered. That was his thought and that was his belief system. That thought, what did it do? It produced an emotion. That thought evoked an emotion. What is the next sentence? So I was afraid. Look at the word of God. He believed something about his master. That belief produced a thought. That thought evoked the emotion of fear. Matthew 25:25. So I was afraid and went off and hid your talent in the ground. Hallelujah. Look at that. His belief system produced a thought. That thought, he was the same man, but the first two servants didn't consider him a harsh man. Or even if he was a harsh man, they didn't let his harshness influence their decision. They didn't do that. They went to work and they produced more. But this one believed that he was a harsh man. And that belief evoked fear. And that fear caused him to do what? He went off and hid his talent in the ground. I am telling you what I have been saying. The past week or so, we see it right here. We must change our belief system. We must change our thoughts. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can prove that good, pleasing, and acceptable will of God. So then he says, see, you have what is yours. What did the master say? His master replied to him, you evil, lazy servant. That's what the enemy wants us to do. He will have us looking at God, looking at people, looking at our circumstances. And then we won't move. We get paralyzed with fear. And then we won't move. We won't put our hands to the plow. We won't work. That's what the enemy wants us to do. Amen. He doesn't want us to use the gifts and the talents that God gave us. Or if he does, he wants us to pervert them. Get out there in God. Let God lead you. Amen. So he replied to him, "You evil, lazy servant, if you knew that I reap where I haven't sown and gather where I haven't scattered, then you should have deposited my money with the bankers. You could have did something. I would have received, my money back with interest when I return." Come on now. Do something with what the Lord gave you. Do something. You don't put a lamp under the table. You put the lamp on top the table so it can light the whole house. Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Carr says, good morning. Good morning to you. God bless you. If we use our gifts, the church will be so much better. It's enough work for everyone in the kingdom. Amen. Deacon Johnson said, it's recognizing what God has given us and putting it into action. Amen. Terry says, he has helped me. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's moving at the same time. Terry says, he has helped me work it all out. As a man thinketh, so is he. Lord, I will not hide my talent. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that I can help others through what you have given me. Amen. I want God to get all the glory. Amen. Gil says, do you really, really think God exists? You really, truly believe he answers your prayers? For Portland, do you truly believe in God? Really trust God? Amen. My husband, William Webb IV, says, do something. Amen. Terry says, use it or lose it. My God. Is right here. His thoughts decreased his kingdom value. It's not that he did not have a talent. He had it. You have kingdom value. But what you think about it, what you do with it, that will impact it. Okay? So I for whatever reason, God led me there. And I'm just going to continue, amen, to be led by God. That's not in my notes, amen. But we ask God to give us light, to give us wisdom, to give us revelation. We ask him to take over. We ask him to open our eyes to understand it. And he honored our prayer, amen. So I pray if you got something, I've never seen that whole time in that passage of scripture, amen. Hallelujah. My goodness, something, okay, the blood of Jesus Christ. I just got a message that this live will be blocked because of some music or something. So I'm not quite sure what is going on with Facebook and why they will block this, but you guys make sure that you continue to pray, amen, that my broadcast can stay up. And that God's people will get his word. Amen. Hallelujah. And the ministry will continue. Amen. So that's what we prayed. Hallelujah. And that, amen. Thank you, husband. I love you. The devil is a liar. Amen. We will continue to preach God's word. Amen. And so that's how God led us. So what happened to that one servant in verse 28? So take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given. Amen. And he will have more than enough. But from the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. Amen. And throw this good-for-nothing servant into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. God bless you. Thank you guys for praying. Amen. That this broadcast will continue and we will not be blocked on Facebook because we have done nothing wrong. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are good and you are worthy to be praised, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for what you are doing, for God. You are our shield and you are our buckler, Lord God. We are obedient unto you, Lord God. We are doing what you told us to do. We are seeking ye first thy kingdom and thy righteousness. Everything that we need, Lord God, will be added unto us, Lord God. We are faithful unto you, Lord God. We are sharing the gospel, Lord God. We are gathering. We are not forsaking the fellowship of the saints, Lord God. We are coming together, creating a community, Father God, of your people, Lord God. We are listening to your word. We are seeking your word. We are sharing your word, Lord God. We are giving our testimonies, Lord God. We thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you and we honor you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise that is due your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing through Facebook, through YouTube, and through the podcast, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for those who are receiving your word. Continue, oh Father God, give us favor. Thank you, Lord, for your favor, Lord Jesus. Thank you that Letitia Webb and William Webb IV, amen, we have favor in the earth where the favor of God surrounds us. The favor of God keeps us. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you, God. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we honor you, Lord God. We lift your name on high, Lord Jesus. You inhabit the praises of your people, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with us. Thank you for being amongst us. Thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for the will to do your will, Lord God. Thank you for the seek that you put in our spirit, Lord. Thank you for the community that you are creating, Lord God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. You are loving and you are kind, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are being obedient, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are sharing the gospel, Lord God. That is what you told us to do. And that's what we are doing in this century, using the technology that you have provided for us, Lord God. We are not hiding our talents, Lord God. We are not keeping our testimony to ourselves, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We praise you. Whew, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Mm-mm. Thank you. Hallelujah. Whoo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for thy angels who is warring on my behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Release thy angels, for you are Jehovah Sabaoth. Hallelujah. You are the Lord of the angel armies. Hallelujah. You are my God, my God, my God. You are the Lord of hosts. Release thy host to war on my behalf in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. You are worthy to be praised, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised, Lord God. We worship you and we honor you and we stand flat-footed and stout-hearted. Hallelujah. We put on the whole armor of God. Amen. And we take our stand, oh, Father God. Amen. We take up the shield of faith, hallelujah, that extinguishes all the flaming arrows of the enemy. Hallelujah. We put on our breastplate of righteousness that guards our heart. It is only because of the bloodshed of Jesus Christ that righteousness is accounted unto us. We buckle the belt of truth around our waist, for it is your truth that holds us up. Our feet are shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace, that we walk in peace. You lead us down paths of righteousness for thy name's sake, Lord God. We walk in peace. We stand in peace. We come in peace. We leave in peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And your word is our sword. And wield thy word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For you are good and you are worthy to be praised. And we love you, Lord God, and we worship you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. And I release this prayer not just for me. Thank you, Deacon Johnson. I release this prayer not just for me, but for all those, Lord God, who have the heart and the will to get on in the mornings, oh Father God, that you will come up against, Lord God, for you are El Shaddai. Hallelujah. For you are good and you are worthy. You are El Shaddai. You are the many-breasted one. You are the almighty God. Take up your shield and your buckler. Hide us in the cleft of thy wings, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we worship you, Lord God, and we honor you, Lord Jesus. You are our rear guard. Hallelujah. We shall not turn back. We shall not shrink. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are good and you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. The one who lives under the protection of the Most High God dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say concerning the Lord, who is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, he himself will rescue you from the bird trap and from the destructive plague. Amen. He will cover you with his feathers. Hallelujah. He will take refuge. You will take refuge under his wings. Hallelujah. His faithfulness. Whose faithfulness? El Shaddai, the Most High, Almighty God. His faithfulness will be your protective shield. Hallelujah. You will not terror. You will not fear the terror of night, the arrow that flies by day, the plague that stalks in darkness, or the pestilence that ravishes at noon. Though 1,000 fall at your side, hallelujah, and 10,000 at your right hand, the pestilence shall not reach you. You will only see it with your eyes and witness the punishment of the wicked, because you have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place. Hallelujah. No harm will come to you. No plague will come near your tent, for he will give his angels orders concerning you. Hallelujah. To protect you in all your ways. They will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. Hallelujah. You will trample the young lions and the serpent, because he has his heart set on me. Because you have your heart set on El Shaddai, the Most High, the Almighty. Amen. He will deliver you. He will protect you because you know his name. Amen. And when you call out to El Shaddai, when you call out to the Most High, when you call out to the Almighty, hallelujah, he will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. He will rescue you and give you honor. He will satisfy you with long life, and he will show you his salvation. Hallelujah. When you call out El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the Most High, the Many-Breasted One, he will deliver you. He will protect you. He will satisfy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Because that thing tried, honey. Last night, I called my husband. Child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. God gave me a warning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God warned me in the wee hours of the morning. And I called my husband and we were talking, honey. And we talked about something, we got into agreement. Hallelujah. And then that thing tried to manifest itself this morning. God is good, and forever he shall be praised. We will not let a rock cry out in our place. Hallelujah. I pray that encouraged you. Amen. I pray that we learned something in the parable of talents from Matthew 25 that we have not seen before. I know I saw something that I didn't see before. Amen. That kingdom value. And it was what that man thought about his master. It was what he thought about his master. And what he thought about and believed about his master that produced fear. Look at that relationship dynamic. That was quote unquote professional, quote unquote, you know, master servant relationship. He was the same person, but the other two that got talents, they didn't look at him the same way. And if they did, they did not allow that belief system to influence their thoughts. They immediately got to work. So then I think Brother Gill said, you know, what do we think about our master? What do we think about God? Amen. Hallelujah. Do we believe God? Do we trust God? Amen. That's what we got to do. We got to ask ourselves, do we truly believe and trust God? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So we just praise the Lord for who he is. I pray that you were blessed this morning. Amen. Whether it came from Matthew chapter 25 or Psalm 91, I pray God encouraged your soul and blessed you. We will remain on this topic of relationship dynamics. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful month. Oh, baby, I thank you so much. Thank you, baby. You will be home shortly. God, I love you. I love you. I love you. Mwah. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. Amen.